FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 1:31:18. We're getting a double blue moon tonight, and make sure you go out, check it out. Well, it was a full moon last night, as far as I could tell, judging from the look on Nancy Pelosi's face at the State of the Union address. But hey, you know, sometimes they only come out at night. Well, here with us, one of our favorites, Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, welcome back.
Hey, great to be back with you. Always great.
So last night, State of the Disunion address, the behavior of the Democrats. They should be like taken out in the schoolyard and have their wrists slapped with a steel ruler for acting like little tempestuous children.
Yeah, I called last night's State of the Union, and I'm writing it all up right now. You know, I'm on a deadline for my newspaper column, which is I'm the national political columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in America, and I got a deadline the next hour, so that's why I'm rushing. But I called last night's State of the Union the night the Democratic Party died. It's perfectly fine to be respectfully opposed to the politics of one party or one president. That's fine. That's acceptable. That's politics. That's America. What happened last night was offensive, disgusting, disrespectful, shocking. Democrats were outed, Kerry, as the party that's rooting for America's failure, rooting against a booming economy, rooting for misery instead of prosperity, rooting for illegal aliens and MS-13 gangbangers versus average everyday Americans, rooting against jobs, angry about the lowest black unemployment ever, angry about the lowest Hispanic unemployment ever, angry at the lowest female unemployment in 18 years, angry at the highest optimism by small business owners and manufacturers in history, angry at patriotism and love of country. Democrats sat stone-faced while the GOP stood for the flag and the national anthem. Democrats walked out angrily over chants of USA, USA, USA. Can you imagine being offended by that? Last night was shocking. It was a reality check on what Democrats really stand for. And I say turn out the lights, because there's no one left to support or celebrate what the Democratic Party stands for except radicals, Marxists, felons, illegal aliens, and welfare addicts. It's clear, and I think I've coined a great phrase here, they are the party that wants to make America miserable again.
Yeah, or keep America miserable. Keep them down. Don't let you advance. Don't let you realize your great potential that God gave you. That just really are anti-progress. They say they're progressive. If that's progressive, then what's regressive here, Wayne? I just don't know. They were disgusting.
Well, they're cheering for the failure of America. That's really what came out of yesterday. They don't want to hear any good headlines. They're not happy the economy's doing well. And it, you know, listen, it's clear. You know, we didn't cheer for 8 years for Obama. I hated the man. I despised everything he believed in because I thought he was hurting me every step of the way as a businessman and hurting America and the economy and the middle class, destroyed health care, destroyed my budget. You know, I look back and I really don't make any more money today than I made 8 or 9 years ago. I don't make less. I don't make more. I make about the same. And yet my life is far worse. And you go, why? Because expenses are so much higher. Electric bills because of green energy, because of Obama, went through the roof. And my healthcare bill went through the roof, my health insurance. And so you can make the same amount of money and yet not take home enough. And taxes went dramatically up under Obama. So it's about what you take home. It's about what you keep, not what you make. So my income never really went down under Obama. It went down a little bit, then it went up a little, then it went down a little. It's that what I kept went down. So my point is that the Democratic Party made life worse for me. Democratic Party made life worse for the average American. The Republican Party and Trump are clearly making life better, letting you take home more money. They can't increase your income per se. They can make it easier to be prosperous, and they're doing that, killing regulations. But they're giving you more take-home pay, and they're creating more jobs and more bonuses. All good things are happening. Companies are bringing money back. These are all good things that will lead to higher wages and more people employed, and the Democratic Party hates that. It's a fact now. Obama didn't produce any of this, and Trump is Reagan, and he's producing all of it, and they just hate it. They're sitting there with their little butt cheeks pursed together. They're so unhappy. They look like they're about to, you know, they need an enema. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's stuck in their craw. They're so angry. The stock market's up and we're all making more money or we're all keeping more money and people feel prosperous again and the path to prosperity is there again. These are all things they're rooting against, and that's really sad. At least I was rooting against higher taxes, more regulations, making my life more miserable, killing the healthcare system. I had a reason to be angry. They don't accept that they're plan is a failure and we're showing our plan is success.
And it's such a rapid success. It's only been 1 year, Wayne, and look what's happened. Employment's up, GDP. GDP hadn't hit two consecutive quarters of 3% annualized growth in 10 years. And Trump's first, you can't count the first quarter when he first stepped into office January 20th. But from that point on, it continued to go up. I think they will revise the fourth quarter to well over 3% growth. And you just see it. The votes, the Democrats know that their goose is cooked. Their votes are vaporizing.
Yeah, well, look, our philosophy works all over the world. I see a headline as we're speaking now. I'm just looking at Breitbart headlines and trying to see what they said about the State of the Union. There happens to be an article here that says the UK economy is doing fantastic in light of Brexit. So in other words, since Brexit, planes, trains, automobiles, the economy's going strong in Britain. Brexit works. So does Trump's economy work. It's all about lower taxes, less regulations.
Yeah.
And loving your country, you know, not hating your country. Democrats clearly hate your country. When a Democrat walks out of the State of the Union because people are chanting USA, 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 Something's really wrong with these people. They're mentally screwed up. Make that a headline. I hope Right Wing Watch makes this a headline. They seem to like your radio interviews with me, and they always put a headline in. You know, this is about making America miserable again, and there is something wrong with the mentality, the mental illness of Democrats. Their brains are wired wrong. They hate rich people. They hate white people. They hate anybody who makes money, anyone who's successful, anyone who has ambition and wants to be successful. They hate anyone who's legally in the United States. They're a party now of nothing but felons and Marxists and people who hate America and who have weird obsessions with anybody who's white, has privilege. Yeah. Craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, you know? Hey. I'm 56 years old. I've been white since I was born, and I've never had privilege. I'm a son of a butcher. I lived an absolutely miserable, low-class, blue-collar life as a kid, and then went to Columbia University, got a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better, fought my whole life. And there's been ups and downs and struggles. No one's ever said to me, gee, you're white, here's $1 million. Gee, you're white, here's $100,000. It's absolutely Looney Tune, insanity to say there's such a thing as white privilege. I've struggled and been up and down my whole life for 56 years as an entrepreneur. 1 year's good, 1 year's bad. 1 month's good, one month bad. Nothing ever worked because I was white. So it's just ludicrous to even say things like this. There's a mental illness, a mental disturbance in the minds of liberals, and it's just hard to understand.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And the whole football thing, the NFL, they're the party of taking the knee, right? And look what the
they
damage.
Kill their ratings.
Yeah.
Killed their ratings.
You know about ratings. You know about sports. And Trump masterfully turned this whole thing into let's destroy the mainstream media by coming out against the NFL. I think they were his indirect target, but the real target was let's defeat the mainstream media.
Yeah, I mean, look, Piers Morgan is a big liberal. I debated him on national TV on CNN about guns maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Piers Morgan is on UK Daily Mail. I believe he's their editor. And he's on UK Daily Mail today. His commentary says, the State of the Union stats don't lie. Americans are turning against Trump-hating celebrities and buying into the president's American dream. That's a nightmare for Democrats. I mean, even Piers Morgan has to admit, Trump insanity disorder. They're killing themselves, the Democratic Party. Absolutely kill themselves. You can't root for MS-13 gang members who murder and mutilate people and torture people. You can't boo when the president says they're bad people. You can't sit when the president mentions the national anthem. You're all losing your minds. You're crazy. You're detached from reality. And the average Joe or Jane born in America has now decided you're nuts and they don't want anything to do with you. You turned what should have been a bloodbath in 2018 into what I think is going to be a big win for the Republican Party in 18. I think they're going to do just fine. I think Trump will win by landslide in 2020. So Democrats have just screwed themselves because they really did have the advantage coming up, as all parties do in the midterm elections when you're out of power. And they did have the momentum and the people who are angry and motivated, but you've just turned off America and it's just embarrassing. It really is. So between the government shutdown and the way you responded to the State of the Union, I think you've destroyed your entire advantage in 18.
Yeah, they're petulant. It's just, you just look at them, they are broken, really. That's what it comes down to. The anger not so much a Trump, but they're a broken party. They stand for nothing other than we're against him. And you know from politics, Wayne, if you don't stand for something, you stand for nothing, and you cannot win office. You cannot build a majority being the opposition party. You gotta believe, you gotta have some kind of core values at your heart, or you're going nowhere.
Right. Well, you know, look, Democrats called us the party of no for 8 years because we said no to communism and no to Marxism and no to destroying the middle class. You know, I don't think that's really the party of no. I think we're the party of sanity. But the Democratic Party is now saying no to the lowest black unemployment, no to the lowest Hispanic unemployment, no to the lowest female unemployment. They're nuts. As I said in a TV interview last night with Fox 5 News, I was at a State of the Union party and they asked me to come out and do an interview, come outside. So I went outside and I said, you know, if you could measure it, I'll bet you'd find out it's the lowest gay unemployment in history. If you could measure it, I think you'd find out it's the lowest Muslim unemployment in history. Yeah. Donald Trump's been good for everyone, and I predicted all this. I wrote the article in Fox News in 2000, I think it was early 16 or late 15, 2015, when Trump was just running for president. No one thought he had a chance, and I said, Trump will be the greatest Hispanic president ever, and I knew that headline would get everyone's attention. What do you mean, greatest Hispanic president ever? He's not Hispanic. And I said, well, you know, Bill Clinton was called the greatest black president, right, or the first black president, and he's not black, but he helped black people. So they considered him one of their own. I said, Hispanics seem to hate Donald Trump, but the reality is I predict after he's elected, he'll create the most Hispanic jobs ever, and then I put, and the most black jobs ever, and the most Muslim jobs ever, and the most gay jobs ever, and the most female, single female, divorced single female mom jobs ever. All the people that hate him are going to benefit from him, and they'll all come around to realizing it. Well, I was totally right. He did all that. I mean, what a prediction. I'm like Houdini. But yet, can you believe those same groups, instead of like him, still hate him because they're all just got Trump disorder, insanity disorder. Yeah. They're just, their brains are triggered to hate Trump even if he makes them more prosperous, even if he makes sure they have a job or if he gets them hired, even if their life's the best it's ever been. They just have to call him Hitler and Stalin and he should be impeached, and they scream out loud, let's assassinate him, kill Trump, while he's helping improve their lives. That's insanity, folks.
Hey, so what about what we're seeing now, that there is a cabal in the upper echelons of the United States Department of Justice, the FBI, and God knows where else in the Democratic Party, of course, to basically, A, weaponize intelligence, surveil the campaign, and prevent him from getting to the presidency. And then once he became president, their intent was basically to have a coup. And all of this is coming out, Wayne, and people think you're over the top the way you describe those parties. I'm beginning to think you're pretty well reserved and very mild mannered about it. This is treason, Wayne.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are going to go to jail, and a lot of people are going to just, you know, I'm sure they'll chicken out, and some of them won't go to jail. They'll just lose their jobs. Maybe they'll lose their pensions, or maybe they'll even get to keep their pensions when they lose their job. I don't know what's going to happen to this guy McCabe. I think he's the worst of the bunch. I mean, there's a lot of bad ones: Rosenstein, Mueller, Comey, McCabe, Bruce Ohr,
Nelly,
of course, Lisa Page, and Strzok, Peter Strzok. All bad people, and there's many more, I'm sure, whose names you don't know. But I think McCabe's the worst of the group because it's just disgusting that an FBI agent and the big shot and, you know, number two man in the FBI, he let his wife take a $700,000 bribe. You should go to jail for the rest of your life for that. But of course, they're going to say, well, you can't prove it's a bribe. It was a donation to run for office. That's not a bribe, really. So if I'm under suspicion of, say, fraud, and at that very moment I'm on suspicion of fraud, my best friend gives the FBI guy investigating me $700,000 of my wife to run for office. That's not a bribe. It's absolutely a bribe. It's so
like
brilliant.
It.
The Gambinos wouldn't even think of it, how brilliant that is. Because it's not like it's a cash paper bag. It's not like the Swiss bank account. It's all out in the open. You give my wife $700,000 to run for office. She's running for a local state office in Virginia. You know, that probably, if you looked up what the average candidate raises in total, forget about from one donor, they probably raise $50,000 to $100,000 to run for state senator in Virginia. Maybe $200,000. Maybe.
Maybe.
She got $700,000 from one single special interest run by Terry McAuliffe, the Clinton's best friend and bag man for 20 years, 30 years.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the idea that she got that and her husband had the right to investigate and oversee the investigation of Hillary is the greatest bribery scheme in the history of American politics. So I think McCabe should go away for the rest of his life. He should rot in jail, sleep on a concrete think bad and think about this for the next 30 years. But they'll probably wussy out and they'll probably just let him, you know, he'll just retire and that'll be the end of it. Maybe. I hear he's going to get fired in the next few days. You know, he was pushed out a few days ago as we make this recording and he resigned. But I hear he's now going to be officially fired. And then I think charges should be brought against him. We'll see if they have the guts to do that. But he's a bad guy. And if he has millions in legal fees, he'll be bankrupted and lose everything. My question is, will Hillary or some secret law firm working for Hillary pay for all his legal fees? Because, of course, if you twist his arm, he could get out of jail by ratting on Hillary. I mean, it's very clear he's a bad guy who did everything on behalf of Hillary. It's very clear now that he asked FBI agents to change their testimony and their notes so Hillary would not be indicted. If that's the case, allegedly, let me be careful. It's clear that allegedly he did all that. If that comes out in the Inspector General's report, he needs to go to jail for many, many years and lose his pension. So I'm interested in seeing how far they're willing to take this. But at the very least, he's now lost his job. That's something that would not have happened under Jeb Bush, Kasich, Marco Rubio, all these friendly Republican stooges. None of them would have done that. So at least Trump forced him out. Now let's see if they have the balls to, you know, to take away his livelihood, his freedom, and put him in a prison cell. Let him think about what he did. That's what should be done to make a case you can't do this in America ever again.
I think he's flipped already, is my honest opinion, which is why they kept him around as long as they did. I think he's singing like a canary because he wants his pension and he doesn't want to go to jail. And they put $700,000 into that campaign of his wife running as a state legislator. And she still lost. So it shows money can't always buy office in some places anyway, right?
Anyway, between the FISA memo that should be out as we do this recording, by the time many of you listen to this, the FISA memo should be out very soon, in the next few days, maybe today, certainly tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I doubt Friday, because Friday is the Friday before not only a weekend, but Super Bowl weekend. So it'd be stupid to put it out on Friday. It'll get lost in the buzz of the Super Bowl. But it could certainly be out Thursday, which is tomorrow as we make this recording, or it could be out next Monday or Tuesday. I wouldn't wait too long. Trump said it's 100% he's agreeing to let it out. I would put it out tomorrow, Thursday, as we make this recording on Wednesday, the day after the State of the Union. That's what I would do, so there's plenty of time for it to sit in, or wait till after the Super Bowl's over and put it out Monday, Tuesday. Those would be my choices, but it's going to be out, and when it's out, it's going to shock the nation, and you're going to see there was a massive coup attempt against Trump and a massive conspiracy, and the FISA court was abused. They went and got a warrant based on lies. They knew it was lies. Matter of fact, Hillary's campaign paid for the lies, and the FBI paid the travel cost for the guy, Christopher Steele, who made up the lies. Now there's a second dossier with a Clinton guy paid by the Clintons against Trump. Yeah. I mean, all of it is just collusion, conspiracy, and coup, the three C's, and you should go to jail for the rest of your life for plotting against the president. That's what I see.
Yeah, you really couldn't make this stuff up here, Wayne. But in any event, it's going to be out soon. We'll know the God's awful truth, although you and I probably both know it already. It'll just be confirmation of what we've always suspected. And
right, but Democrats will never admit it. Once again, we're coming back to Trump derangement syndrome or Trump insanity syndrome, Trump insanity disorder. There's a lot of good names for it, but Democrats can't admit it. You should see the mail I get. You know, I get, thank God, I get 50-1 fan mail to hate mail,
right?
Or fan mail to negative mail. 50-1. That's great news. But the one, you know, which adds up to maybe 5 or 10 a week, is the same 5 or 10 people every week.
Oh,
the 50
nuts.
Is all new people, right? I get new fans every week writing me great letters out of my Las Vegas Review-Journal column. I'm not even talking about radio here. I get thousands of letters on radio. But for my Las Vegas Review-Journal political column in writing, it usually the morning it comes out, there's somewhere between 30 and 100 responses. And it's always like 50-1 in favor of, we like your column. We love your column. We like what you say. But the one is it always the same. It's Trump is going to prison. Trump will be impeached. No one in the FBI did anything wrong. You're out of your mind, Wayne. They can't accept reality.
No.
They live in a different world than we do, and they see everything through a different prism, and they can't accept what's happening and what's happened and what's going to happen. And boy, are they going to get surprises, but it doesn't matter. They'll be bitter, and they'll just say Trump's a dictator, and he purposely arrested people that were against him, and he's Stalin and he's Hitler. I mean, they'll never change their mind, and I've learned.
You know
I've learned, Kerry, I will never debate liberals ever again because it's a waste of time and energy. They cannot be convinced. They've been brainwashed at communist re-education camps. They can no longer be convinced of truth. It just doesn't matter, no matter what you throw at them. So it's a waste of hot air to talk to them.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And the reality is you've got other shows to go to now. You got to run. It's always great to have you on. Wayne, keep up the great work. And just tell us, media, where we find you on the radio,
sure.
TV, etc.
On TV, yeah. TV now is the big one, actually, is every single night. You're on the East Coast every night at 8 o'clock East Coast time, 5 o'clock Pacific, is my national TV show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show on Newsmax TV. And Newsmax TV is at channel 349 on DirecTV and channel 216 on Dish TV. We reach 50 million homes. I think 40 million of it or so is on Dish and DirecTV. So if you have satellite, you're getting Wayne Root. If you don't have satellite, we're on many cable stations, cable systems around the country. And so check your local cable carrier. If they don't have it, make sure you call them and say, I want Newsmax TV so I can watch my favorite show hosted by Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, Wayne Allyn Root Show. You can also watch us streamed live on YouTube or at NewsmaxTV.com. And then my radio show you can listen to at USARadio.com. War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, same name. My column is in the Las Vegas Review Journal every Thursday and Sunday. And everything emanates from RootForAmerica.com, my ultimate website, RootForAmerica.com. Easy to remember. It's what I do all day. I root for America.
Hey, always great to have you on, Wayne. Thanks so much. Be well.
Thanks, Kerry. Be good. God bless.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.